All right, it's Day Player on 720 WGN. Good morning to all of you. So, as we celebrate Mother's Day, who do you think is a TV's most memorable mom? 312-981-7200. Classics like Lucy Ricardo, who is mom to little Ricky, Carol Brady, Mary Cunningham, Joan Cleaver, Jane Wyatt on Father Knows Best, Esther Rolle, who played Florida on Good Times, Olivia Walton, Claire Huxtable, Marie Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond, Claire Dunphy, Marge Simpson. Who's your favorite TV mom? 312-981-7200. Tom, I'm going to go with you on this since you're a little younger. What would you say? You said somebody from the Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Just hysterical. Like generationally, I'm like, wow, okay. What was that? What was that one?
I said, and with a hint of irony, yeah. Cersei Lannister.
Okay.
She'll do anything for her kids.
Okay. All right. Okay. I like that. See? Didn't think of that one, did you, Roger?
Not at all. Not even in my wheelhouse. Nope.
What about you?
Well, I'm older than all you guys combined. So I'm going with the moms of when I was a kid. Okay. So, of course, all of them were in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
There was no color to the moms.
No talkie.
Well, there was sound.
Okay, all right.
If you listened real close.
Yeah.
So I watched a lot of Lassie.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So Ruth Martin, you know, kind of on the farm, but not on the farm. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was a farm, but it seemed like there was a town nearby. But yeah, that was like, wow, this is kind of a cool way to grow up. Plus, he was an only child.
Yeah.
With an only dog.
True. That's true.
You know.
Yeah.
And they didn't really expect a lot from him. If you noticed, it's not like he was really sweating through chores day and night.
Yep.
He was running after that darn dog. Margaret Anderson, Father Knows Best. I'll have to go with that. Harriet Nelson, Ozzie and Harriet, though it wasn't my favorite. I think Leave It to Beaver was my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Growing up.
Yeah.
There were, geez.
Here's 312. I like my TV moms to be full of attitude and look good in skin tight outfits.
Oh, come on.
So my pick is Katie Sagal is both Peg Bundy and Married with Children and Jem. And then, which is Ma in the Sons of Anarchy. That's Steve. Thanks, Steve.
Oh, Sons of Anarchy. Oh my
God. He likes his mom's rough and tough, man.
I guess.
And then you got 331, Donna Reed. Of course.
Okay,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
815, I like this, Wilma Flintstone or Jane Jetson.
Yes, the perfect. I was a kid when those were out, and yeah, they were the cool moms.
773 is Elise Keaton from Family Ties.
Really?
Yes, he is in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Hey, John, you're on 720 WGN. Do you have a favorite TV mom you want to share with us?
Yes, given the fact that she married into an entire freak show, I like Deborah Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Remember the episode where Frank suggested to Raymond that he get her a bottle of pills because she was in a mood?
Yes.
How Marie grabs the bottle, pretends to chug some down, and says, oh, look, Frank Fox just magically walked into the hamper.
That's a great. First of all, Raymond is a classic show, but I would I would have to say that if anybody made that show, it was the character of Raymond's mother.
Yes, definitely. She was the matriarch, and she let everybody know it.
That's very cool. Thanks, John, for the call,
my
buddy.
My favorite episode was the letters that Deborah wrote.
Tell me what it was.
It was kind of like her letter about all of the things that she had done and affected Deborah with, and it ended up in Marie's hand, and Marie said, oh no, this letter is not going anywhere, I'm keeping this. And she put it in that drawer, that batch of keys that she locked it in that drawer and kept it forever.
That's awesome. John, thanks, buddy, I appreciate it, pal. Hey, I got a 773 who said June Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver, as you said, and we've got a great little clip here. Let's take a listen. June Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver.
Girls are kind of lucky, don't they, Mom?
Why do you say that?
Well, they don't have to be smart.
They don't have to get jobs or anything. All they got to do is get married.
Well, Beaver, being smart isn't exactly a drawback to marriage.
Well, if they don't get married, well, they can become dressmakers or cut people's nails in a barbershop or take care of kids and a lot of other dumb stuff.
Well, Beaver, today girls can be doctors and lawyers, too, you know. They're just as ambitious as boys are.
You mean there's no dumb people left in the world, Mom?
There you go. Little Leave It to Beaver there.
Yeah, it was so cool because the kids were cool.
But like by decade, I would say June Cleaver from the 1950s would be a great one.
Right.
1960s. And
Laura
I'm
Petrie. Laura Petrie. Laura
oh,
Petrie.
You say Laura Petrie. Laura Petrie. I got a bunch of...
I fell in love with her.
I did too, but Brady Bunch was on in the 60s. Allie Mills from The Wonder Years. Edith Bunker, All in the Family. Gloria Stivic, All in the Family. That's Dave, 630. Let me see if I can grab the mouse here, because it's these are loaded.
Are they coming quickly. In Fast and
yes,
Furious?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Lily Munster.
Oh, yeah.
Roseanne Connor. Anne Romano from One Day at a Time. Shirley Partridge. Let's see. 815 Gloria from Modern Family. 612 Minneapolis. Hey, Minneapolis. Caroline Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, yeah.
But the big one that I've gotten the most hits on for the 1960s is Florence Henderson as...
the Brady Bunch.
As Mrs. Brady. Yeah. And this is a original promo from Nick at Night. Let's take a listen.
Oh, no! Mom's favorite vase.
She always says, don't play ball in the house.
Or does she? Carol Brady always says,
hi, honey, how was your day?
She sometimes says,
will somebody please tell me what's going on?
Once she said,
don't tell me those rabbits got into the shower with Greg.
But she never in all 117 episodes ever said,
don't play ball in the house.
But if she had, it would have sounded something like this.
Don't play ball in the house.
The Brady Bunch, weeknights at 9.
I love that.
Nick at 9.
They actually paired up Roger a bunch of, they like found little clips of her saying,
that
don't
was
play
very
ball
funny.
In the house. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very cute.
Very funny.
Let's see here. Samantha Stevens, Bewitched. I guess she was a mom. Yeah.
Again, fell in love with her.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah. I think between her and Jeannie, not moms, but.
You mean the female leads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say it was Jeannie.
Yeah, Jeannie wasn't a mom.
Lois Griffin from Family Guy. That's a good one. 312. Let's see here. 630. Dr. Maureen Robinson from Lost in Space.
Ooh.
When the hell would
that's
shoot their
a good
kids
one.
Up? Yeah, she shot her kids up in space.
But she went with them?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I mean, and she was kind of cool.
I guess so.
It was a kind of a, the way it was written, it was kind of a do-nothing role.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, it kind of was true. Janet Jackson's mom on Good Times. Okay, I like that. 70s. Who would you say for 70s? I got a lot of Edith Bunker.
I'm Edith Bunker, yeah.
Carl said Marion Ross, Happy Days. I would have to throw that down, too.
How about Thelma Harper? Was that in the
80s.
That's 80s? All right, 80s. Hold that off to the 80s.
All right, 70s. Marion Cunningham, let's like take a little listen.
Irresponsible.
I've got to be in a meeting in a half an hour, and I don't have any dinner, and I've got a
limp fez. Marion,
do this. Marion, do that. You want your dinner? I'll get your dinner. You got it.
She took it all out of the freezer and threw it in front of
him. Yeah, I love that. Here is your salad, your vegetable,
the meat. Yeah, love that episode. That's so funny.
80s.
80s. Well, I go. Which was what was the one I gave you?
You said Thelma Harper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mama's Family.
I got 815. Surprisingly, Roseanne. She might be loud and crass sometimes, but has her own kind of wisdom, warmth, and fairness and honesty. Great mom. 815. Now, someone mentioned that earlier and said she was like one of the worst. I disagree. I think she was a good mom. She loved her kids. She was a little rougher on the edges. But even if you watch the new rebooted, say rebooted because it's not a reboot; it's a revamp. They brought it back,
right?
Have you seen any of them?
I saw part of one, and
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have found other things that I like on the TV verse.
But I'll tell you, what you see in these shows, though, is that event. You know, she's protecting her kids and her grandkids, and all.
It's an extended family now, and I like the original version, but as it started to go on, I thought it was kind of on too long.
Try to watch a few more episodes on ABC.com. No, try it, because I will tell you, as the season, as this 10-episode season progressed, I thought the writing was very well.
Is it over already? Are all 10 episodes done?
No, there's two more left.
Two more, okay.
Judith Light from...
Who's
the boss? Family Ties, but he was the boss. Yeah. Sophia from Golden Girls.
Yes.
That's a good 80s.
Perfect.
847, this is a little more throwback. She says Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies was a great mom.
Yeah.
I guess she was
darn tootin' out at that cement pond.
Now let me tell you something. Can you throw me another set of headphones from somewhere? Mine are starting to die. I could tell already. Thanks, buddy.
It's the fluid in your ears.
They keep cutting out of here like every other word.
Oh,
it's
Dave,
like I'm
just
on a cell phone all of a
sudden. Dave just said, "Don't go there." He's got a full fledged cold too, and I heard you sniffling before.
Yeah, we'll say hello. Thank you.
All right.
We'll say hello from down here. All right. The other for 80s. Now I have to say Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing about that.
Because, very together, very rational.
But there's no network. There's no cable network now showing this program. So as soon as Bill Cosby...
Actually, the episodes are on Amazon Prime.
Okay, but I'm...
Yeah. Network, Bounce had it on, and a
couple others.
Right.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I understand it says The Cosby Show.
Right.
I understand Bill Cosby is the star of The Cosby Show.
Correct.
I understand he's just been convicted of rape.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, obviously, horrifying what we have heard and what we've seen. He still claims his innocence. But this show was more than Bill Cosby. It was about all these other cast of characters. There's a lot of people in front of the camera and behind the camera that were part of this legendary show. And it was still... an outstandingly written show.
Mm-hmm. It ruled television for almost every season it was on.
I know it's going to be really hard to separate the two because every degree, Kennedy Center honor, everything has been stripped from this man.
Right.
Personally, this was an outstanding show. It was an outstanding written show. I have to think about all the people, other people who are on the show that are going to be hurt by this, unfortunately.
They have been hurt. Already.
His family. Here's a little clip of Claire Huxtable.
Would you and Dr. Huxtable like some coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
You mean you're going to get it?
Yes. You're surprised?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Huxtable. I didn't think you did that kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
You know.
I need a different jack.
Serve.
Serve whom?
Serve him.
Oh, serve him! As in serve your man?
Well, yeah.
Let me tell you something, Melvin. You see, I am not serving Dr. Huxtable, okay?
Okay.
That's the kind of thing that goes on in a restaurant. Now, I'm going to bring him a cup of coffee, just like he brought me a cup of coffee this morning. And that, young man, is what marriage is made of. It is give and take 50-50. And if you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, any place, anytime, ever. What would you like in your coffee?
Maybe I could get you some coffee.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that.
Very cool.
1990s, here is Marie Barone, as many people have mentioned, from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Now you listen to me. Maybe you could all use some advice from someone who's in a position to give it.
See what you did, Amy?
You think we have nothing to offer? We've been married 46 years. We've seen the lows and we've seen the highs.
What day was the high?
What a great relationship.
Yeah, that's awesome. 2000s, Claire and Gloria Dunphy from Modern Family. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Mom, that was 20 minutes.
Mom, I am so, so sorry. I know it's no excuse, but I've been feeling a lot of pressure at school. You know, with friends. And I love you so much, and I appreciate everything you do for me. I'm still your little girl.
Oh, honey. That is so sweet.
Can I get $20? A bunch of us are going to a movie, and we're going to get something neat afterwards. Jenna's brother's going to take us home.
Okay.
Of course. Sweetie, you know what? Take 40.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks,
Go
Mom.
On and have a great time. Oh, Alex, honey, when you're out shopping, you might want to pick yourself up a training bra. I know you don't need one now, but your little boobies are going to come in soon.
Oh, man.
Mommy loves you, kitten. Mwah, mwah.
Teacher, screw with me.
Wow. That's fantastic. And here's a little bit of the Roseanne reboot. Let's take a little listen.
Hello, Jackie. You look tired.
This is when their mom
gets kicked out of
the nursing
home. I see you're trying it without the sickle.
Hey, Roseanne. Looks like that putting Mom in a home thing didn't stick.
Mom, what are you doing here? What's with the suitcases?
The retirement home asked me to leave.
Why, did they figure out you're never going to die? What did you do?
Nothing but live my life. I watch TV, I play cards, I have an occasional drink. But apparently, at my age, I am not supposed to enjoy a healthy sex life. With multiple partners in multiple parts of the facility.
Oh, my God.
What? I had sex. Is that so difficult to imagine?
Not anymore. Now it's hard to stop imagining.
That's awesome. So there's a little bit of the rebooted Roseanne.
You know, comedy from a dysfunctional family is good as long as the comedy is not dysfunctional.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's relatable.
Because there's dysfunctional families all over the place. I don't need to watch it on my TV. You know what I'm saying? I know what it is. It's fine. But
I just walk through the front door and there it is.
Yeah, right. You know.